Welcome to part two.
Part two dot.
Part two dot. This is podcast number 16 of Mayan Calendar Cast. I'm Andy Mack.
And this is Jag Daddy.
And here we are, together once again.
Uh-huh.
We've been talking about the tool that the mind represents.
Mm-hmm.
That this 24 frame per second tool. That if you try to continue to use this tool that was given to us, what?
Very, very long time ago. 3 million years ago.
Yeah, well, 2-3 million years ago. If you're trying to use that tool right now, it could cause a problem.
Yeah, and this is going to cause some struggle for some people.
Yeah, well, it is now.
Because we really don't know what else there is, and we have got to learn how to take the next step.
Yes.
For our next tool.
Well, and what we're learning.
And this is very much tantamount to, is exactly the same step that we took, several million years ago, where we went from the tail to the mind.
Right.
Huge step. How
profound.
Tough.
Yeah.
How profound is that? How big is that step? And here we are. Now, we didn't have hundreds of thousands, millions of years. Or then we had hundreds of thousands of years to make this progression.
Right.
And now we don't. We have how many years?
Well, we have a matter of 6 years before it's all pretty much come to its conclusion.
We've got to make a big step here in, this adjustment. But see, the thing is,
we're given what we need.
Yes, we are. Every step of the way.
Every step of the way, we have been given what we needed.
Creation has provided, and creation is doing this through consciousness.
We aren't left alone here, folks.
No.
We're not on our own.
We have so much help. See, as things become, as creation accelerates 20 times faster from one underworld to the next, consciousness provides so much more help, so much more assistance.
Yeah.
Creation provides so much more assistance to us. So, we have what we need to do this.
Yes, we do. And we're going to talk more about that in about 2 seconds.
2 seconds? In 2 seconds?
2 seconds.
2 whole seconds?
Well, maybe not. Two. It could be a little more than two. I just want to make sure everyone gets
seconds.
To hear this, because we jumped in with both feet, didn't we?
We did.
Just want to let you know that MCCTV has two brand new video podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called 9 Underworlds and 13 Heavens of the Mayan Calendar.
Yeah, we're breaking it down, so to speak.
You get to see the details.
Not breaking it down.
We're showing it to you in visual formats. You can put the 13 and 20 together.
We're lighting it up.
Just want to talk real quick about an email that we got. It's from Dude.
Hey, Dude. Thanks for the email, Dude.
All right. So, Dude got online and sent us an email. And he said, I really like what you're doing, but I'm still puzzled. He says, I wonder, why am I to accept the idea that there will be an evolution of human consciousness occurring on October 2011 as anything other than an ancient Mayan myth. So, Dude, now that, I want to thank you, first of all, for sending that email.
Yeah.
And now that the...
Very, very much appreciated.
Absolutely.
And welcomed.
Yes. These are the kind of questions, I mean, we just like hankering for this.
Good, excellent question.
So now that we have the MCCTV starting to roll so that we can actually explain, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So if you will go, please, and have a look at podcasts, I believe it's 3 and 4. Anyway, it's 9 Underworlds and 13 Heavens is the name of it. Check those two out, and then let's talk. Because the Maya, the calendrical system of the Maya was this... Yes, it was the basis of their civilization. It was the basis of their entire day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
But the calendar of the Maya has a broader perspective, and it has a great deal to offer every person on the planet today because it goes beyond just the Maya. they had...
It really wasn't about them.
That's right.
At all.
That's right. That's the point I want to make.
They observed it and recorded it.
Yes.
For us today, really.
Yes, it has.
Because it has so much more importance for us today
than it actually did
now,
for them.
Than it has, you know, any time in history.
That's right.
Or creation.
I mean, think about this. 3,000 years ago, would a matter of a couple hundred days have made any difference in terms of when the calendar concluded? But now, with only 6 short years between where we're at and when that calendar concludes, a matter of 200 days could make a big difference. Bring it closer to home. If someone said, I'm going to give you $1 million day after tomorrow, and you waited 4 days to go check it out, would there be a difference? If they said, I'm going to give you $1 million day after tomorrow, but I won't be there after that, and you just decide to wait for 4 days or 5 and then go. Be a big difference, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you're busy.
Right. So it makes a huge difference.
Or you weren't sure, or you didn't, whatever, think it mattered.
What the Mayan calendar has to offer to us now, this information, this revelation, this mystery.
Understanding or...
That's being revealed to us now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is, I'm trying to think of revealing. Where did I just read that? Something about the revealing.
The unveiling?
No, it said the revealing. It's what something means.
Oh, you're talking about religare?
No, that's religion.
Yeah.
Religare.
To
that
reconnect.
Means to reconnect.
Yeah, which is what we're
apocalypse.
Actually doing here.
Apocalypse. The word
yeah.
apocalypse actually means... The revealing.
Yeah. That's a good topic.
So if that's if that's technically where we're at.
We are.
At this point.
In the middle of.
Then we are in the revealing.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the time of the revealing.
Yeah, people tend to look at that word apocalypse because of, you know, historical reference, meaning apocalypse being the end. A great calamity or, you know,
right. Doom
disaster.
And horror.
Yeah. Really bad things. Apocalypse, the true meaning of the word is revealing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's big.
It is. And so in this point in time, in this eighth underworld, we're on the last level before the ninth
mm-hmm.
top of the pyramid.
Because
mm-hmm. dude was saying... What are you talking about? Cosmic pyramid, top, stepping up to the top of the cosmic pyramid. Now, that's just a way to phrase where we're at in the wave cycles of creation.
Yeah, where we are in the schedule of creation.
Yes, because, dude, there's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And this pattern has happened 7 times before.
Mm-hmm.
So we have something to look at. And if you have a simple set of encyclopedias, you can verify it
exactly.
yourself.
So we're not asking anybody to believe anything
no,
here.
No, no, no. Absolutely.
There is nothing to believe.
That's right. That's right.
There are no myths we're asking people to believe and accept.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a religion.
Right.
Right? This is find out for yourself.
Yeah.
Everything that we're presenting here having to do with the 9 underworlds, the 13 heavens.
Yes.
You can find it in an encyclopedia.
That's right.
Go to the library if you don't have one.
And this is what Carl Johan Kalman clicked into.
Mm-hmm.
Kalman's approach was very different than most archaeologists, most other science types. Yes, it's hard science that he found,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard science that proves the divine. It proves creation.
It's like science and God kind of working hand in hand to prove the existence of
each other,
a creator,
and that they both actually
a divine mind.
Well, it's that they both sustain one another.
And they prove each other.
Sure, science should. It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That science would ultimately lead us to, oh wow. That's been there all the
to
time.
Us.
Right, right. And that the whole concept of the divine and spirit would lead us to an understanding of there's a match up,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we were talking about, when we first started and ending in the last podcast, consciousness evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put that in
perspective.
Yeah, let's create some perspective for that. To imagine what it would be like to go to the moon 100 years ago. If you said to someone, one day we will walk on the moon, that would be tough for that person, the other person to believe, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just the average person?
Based on, the current technology, just barely had the Model A. Oh, no, I don't think we did yet.
No, we didn't.
Almost.
There
were internal combustion engines, steam engines, but yeah.
But think of anything. What if you said to someone that you could make a phone call to someone on the other side of the world, and you told them that in 1890, when there was no telephone yet? So consciousness steps up and opens, well, what Coleman refers to as a time lock. And when that door opens and this new level of consciousness pours in, then we can imagine it. But previous to that happening, we can use our art. We can use our ability to dream to see it. Okay, when we jumped into this podcast, coming out of the last number 15 podcast, we're talking about the tool of the mind
mm-hmm.
and the ability to move from that tool to our intuition. Synchronicity. It happens all the time. It happens to all of us. And we all tend to relegate synchronicity to, like, wow, you know?
Magical moments.
Right. Like, we don't expect it yet. We don't live in it all the time. We're always a little surprised by it. We're not quite used to it, you know?
Yeah.
So, consciousness is evolving. And when you look at the video podcast, MCCTV, on the 9 underworlds and 13 heavens, you'll see that the next level that we're heading toward is called the universal cycle, which begins February 10th, 2011. And in that cycle, it is the development of the consciousness of fully becoming conscious co-creators. And what could that mean?
Well, we've got to open up your sketch pad, I guess, or your paint box and your imagination. And
well, but you say to someone, you could be a conscious co-creator. The average person might probably go,
No. What's that?
Like if you said to someone, you know what, you're going to be able to think a thought. Think about being in Australia. If you're in the United States, Southern California, and you just think about being in Australia, and you're there. Or you think about being on the other side of the galaxy because you want to look around.
If that was what it was, then I think I would think about a beach in Hawaii.
this sounds unbelievable, doesn't it?
It's, yeah.
Or what if I said something like, there will be no lack. The end of manufactured lack.
The end of war.
The end of poverty.
Homelessness.
Sickness.
Sickness.
The end of it.
The end of debt.
The end of death.
Death. Well, the end of debt was pretty good.
I know.
But
I had to top you.
Death, that's like, wow. The end of death.
Is this hard to imagine? Would you say that's unbelievable?
Wow.
But see, my point is we haven't
stepped. I never really thought about that before. Wow. I mean, I would think of being a conscious co-creator kind of like having superpowers, you know, flying, seeing through walls, you know, making fire in your hand and
throwing lightning bolts?
Starting. No, I don't think I'd want to throw a lightning bolt. Not me. You know, but like.
But someone might want
to. But like, you know, I want to make a little fire and sit by it and, you know, light a candle and use my finger and light the candle. I mean, that's like superpowers. You know, that'd be cool stuff.
What about just the simple idea that there's no hate and that love prevails and consciousness prevails?
Well, I think, okay.
That's pretty huge all by itself.
Instead of thinking of someone and then, like, you know, they're on your mind for a few days and they, and suddenly the phone rings and it's, you've been thinking about them and they call. Or thinking about someone and while you're thinking about them, the phone rings and it's them.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, thinking about them and knowing what they're thinking, knowing that they're getting what you're thinking and you're getting
they're
what they're thinking and without a telephone.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But see, these things are like 100 years ago saying, we're going to walk on the moon. Or 500 years ago saying, you'll be able to call someone on the other side of the world and talk to them in the self-same moment. That doesn't seem huge to us, but these things do. But we haven't stepped up to those levels yet. But we're being prepared, aren't we?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of help. As creation accelerates, it brings many more events occurring in shorter and shorter amounts of time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, which that can seem like calamity.
Sure.
You know, chaos,
last
confusion,
year,
stress.
27 hurricanes.
Yeah. Tsunami.
Earthquakes.
Earthquakes, landslides.
Volcanoes.
Wildfires. Volcanoes.
Drought.
Flooding. War. Amazing. Yeah.
A lot happened.
But creation at the same time brings along with it many, many more possibilities.
Yes, yes.
Many more possibilities.
And we have this potential right there at our fingertips and the tool to make it happen. Art, our ability to dream, our ability to imagine
to dream our future,
and our ability to use our intuition.
So that means go buy crayons?
Could.
Yeah.
Could, why not?
Start drawing our future.
Well, that's just one option.
Or charcoal pencils or...
We are going to be talking about the movies coming out this
chisels.
Next year.
Yeah, we got to do that.
There's
so many of them.
I know, and how this
they're
relates.
They're happening. There's so many of them. They come so quick.
They do.
Yeah.
But...
Okay. Music.
And music.
And
some powerful things happen in the entertainment industry that you see everyone
concepts
is
in,
being
in song.
Everyone is being inspired by creation, whether they're conscious of it
or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's taking many, many forms.
Many forms.
Different forms.
So that we can see it.
I hear it in lyrics.
Yeah,
you know,
I see it
radio.
In film. Mm-hmm. I see it on television even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the kinds of shows that are coming out. Last night we were talking about that. Might be worth sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show called Monk. It's been on for a few seasons.
Yeah.
But when you think about detective shows, since like the 50s, whenever television started, detective shows, it was always, the model was a tough guy.
Yeah, Bronson and...
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood and...
You know, all these different...
Beretta.
Yeah. I mean...
Columbo.
He would probably be the closest, but still, you know, and that show was very popular.
And then there's Texas Ranger, Walker, Texas Ranger. And,
but it's mostly the tough guy. It's the tough guy model. And then you got this monk character coming along who's like got these really intense psychological issues, you know.
Obsessions.
And people completely connect with this character because of the consciousness of this time that we're in. So we're going to be looking at the tune shifts happening in this galactic cycle and toward the end of the planetary, last planetary cycle. And we're going to be talking about those, like, for example, Star Wars. when it came on the scene was right when the planetary cycle was producing its product, which was...
the fifth day?
No, it was at the beginning of the seventh day. It was producing its product of galactic...
fruition.
Fruition into the galactic
right.
cycle, which we're now
from
in.
From the beginning to the end of the 13... stages
or been
cycles.
Right there at the 13th cycle.
Yeah.
We're going into the galactic
where the
underworld.
Beginning was planting the seed.
That's right.
And the 13th heaven of that level, or
yeah.
the seventh day,
yeah.
was the fruition of the seed.
Exactly.
The seed bore.
And Star Wars became a kickoff. Boom. People were ready to go into the stars. People were ready to move from the planetary
consciousness
to the galactic consciousness.
And we moved to the galactic underworld.
That's right.
It was, yeah, like a sort of a revealing.
Yes, exactly.
An apocalypse of
yes,
the mind.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's some interesting stuff.
So that's what this is all about, is as we progress, is continued mind apocalypses.
Yes. And right now...
we're the aha moments.
Aha.
Aha moments.
Aha moments.
Yeah.
Aha is the
20th
glyph, in case you don't get the joke. Aha is the 20th glyph. And it means Lord or flower or
it's
light.
Flowering, yeah.
An aha moment.
Exactly. Aha.
Sorry, I interrupted. Sorry.
Oh, no, I said it.
Okay.
So,
well, we were talking earlier about how things are moving. Yes, it did.
I'm good.
Jeez, Louise.
We were talking about how things were moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've been going all day. Everyone.
We have hours. We've been.
And so if we're starting a flag here, maybe we should cool it. But
we're having a real good time.
We are. But I do want to just make this point about, again, referring to the video podcast on the 9 underworlds and the 13 heavens, is that...
yeah, you got to check that out if you haven't already.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, you know where to go to find that. It's airstreamradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Do we remember what podcast, what show number
it's either,
it is?
It's either 3 or 4. It's not that I don't know. It's just I haven't...
it's there.
So much
you'll
is going
find
on.
It. Go,
that's right.
Go get
it's
it.
It's there.
Look
it's
at
in the
it
it's in the feed. You can't miss
remember
it.
Remember, Ronnie and Mary, go vote.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to pop back to the national cycle, which is depicted in that podcast, and that each day and each night in that national underworld.
Yeah, the sixth underworld.
Right, is 397 years in length. Now, during that time, our ancestors, generations back,
people
had an entire cycle was 400 years long.
Well, yeah.
400 years is a lot of time to be able to sit around and think.
Yeah, isn't that when writing began?
The beginning of it is when writing began.
The sixth underworld.
Yeah. And Carl makes a point that previous to that time, things were so much slower.
Yeah.
There was no need for writing.
Because each cycle was 8,000 years.
Long.
In the fifth underworld. In the sixth underworld...
it stepped up.
Stepped up 20 times faster, roughly 400 years. We needed to learn. We needed writing.
Because things
creation
were happening
gave
faster.
Us writing so we could kind of keep track. Help
right.
us keep track.
Because
right?
now things are happening faster,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be written down to
right.
be remembered. And that's when writing came on the scene, right there, 3115 BC.
Yeah, and then in the next underworld up, we got the Corvette.
Yeah, but not till down at the end.
Yeah, but we got the Corvette because things were moving faster, right?
Yeah.
And the Learjet.
You're supposed to go, ow.
Ow. Ow.
Okay, that was good. Pretty good
harder.
Sound effects. All right, so what I wanted to say was, with 400 years, roughly, you had a lot of time to think.
Yeah.
So the mind, using the mind...
many generations, you know, lived and died in one
heaven, or one cycle, one phase.
Yeah.
Or one day or night.
Right.
So you would have a son who would do what his father did, who would do what his father did, who would do what his father did for generations, because they were relatively the same consciousness.
Yeah.
But when we stepped up to the planetary consciousness, mm-hmm. and time, there were the same amount of events and transformation occurring in a 20 times faster cycle.
Yeah.
Now instead of 400 years per cycle, you had roughly 20.
20 years.
And what happened during this time around the 1960s, this was something we didn't get to put into the video podcast. In the 1960s, this intensity, in which happened right at a shift, at one of the shifts between the days and the nights in the planetary cycle, right there toward the end, was this intensity that became very obvious to the generations, to the sons and the daughters. They became very intensely aware of how different they felt from their parents.
Yeah.
And there was actually studies done.
Yeah, research was done on this, and people got busy and went to the laboratories to figure it out.
That's right.
And what'd they come up with?
Well, that's where we got the phrase.
The generation gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and what did the generation gap turn out to be, according to science?
Us.
About 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the generation gap was 20 years. It was when, you know, you knew when you were like 12 or 15 that you knew more and understood more than your parents ever would.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the definition of the generation
you
gap.
You were quite sure of it.
And your parents, you know, were never going to have a clue about that either. So you had to enjoy it all by yourself.
Unless your parents
Or suffer it all by yourself, as the case may have been.
That's right.
Or may still be.
Unless your parents choose to lose their minds.
Yeah.
And step into their intuition.
We have this losing our mind thing going on.
We do. Well, that's been the theme. In fact, I think we should maybe dub these two podcasts Losing Your Mind Part 1 and 2.
Yeah, or Lost Our Minds Part 1 and 2.
Well,
Lost my mind again.
I have to say I don't know that I've quite fully lost my mind.
No,
there are still some days.
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
We are. And so, friends, we can work on it together.
Intuitively speaking, since, you know, there's a lot going on.
Oh.
I mean, it's really cool what occurs. The more, you know, the deeper you go into this, how things just, your knowingness just happens.
Yeah.
So much more so, and it is just
it's so much faster.
Amazing. It's phenomenal. It's exciting. It's beautiful.
It's faster.
It's
deeper.
Encouraging.
It's more profound.
Mm.
Things that, well, for me,
it's simpler.
And it's simpler.
Things become simpler.
I have to say,
it's beautiful.
That even just, you know, in the past, I can think of like being in LA when we were in LA. Well, we were there through 98. Right? But I remember, like 94, 95, 96, right in there, for me, I would have these cycles. It would take 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, for something really to come through and to be kind of integrated into my life and applied, like if I would get an epiphany, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like bloody all day long.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's always good and it always is easy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's really tough. I had a really tough day before yesterday, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but that's because you grabbed a branch on the bank.
I did, and I hung on for dear life, and I got beat the living crapola
out of me. I'm glad she finally let go.
Yes, but it was a lesson that was, I guess, worth learning.
Sure must have been.
Anyway, if it wasn't worth learning, it's behind me. So
it must have been worth learning.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so looks
here
like
we are.
Have we come to the end of our time?
End of part two dots.
Two dots.
The
losing
dots,
your mind.
Yeah, the dots, you know, have to do with the numbering system. One dot is one, two dots is two, so this is part two dots.
Yes.
Coming to an end, making preparation for part three dots.
Yes, and we will be back to do that.
Because there's much, much, much more.
You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio. Okay, so we basically have gotten through all the things we wanted to today.
No, most, well, some of them.
Well, some of them. Want to basically remind you to, again, please do go vote at podcastalley.com.
Yeah, or Mary will get you.
Right.
She'll come and get you.
And you can find a link right to that from airstreamradio.com. Hit our site and just click right there on the right-hand side. It says, vote for my calendar cast at Podcast Alley.
Yeah. We're
hey, let's shoot for it, guys.
That.
Top 10.
Yeah.
January.
We really are requesting your help to get the show rated, and you know, which helps with, of course, continuing and producing it. And this has value for you. Remember to do that, and every month.
That's right. Put legs on it.
Put legs on it. Help us put legs on our prayers.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay,
you can do
what
it
else?
With your finger. The left click on the mouse.
That's right. Your finger. Let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah. Let your fingers do the talking.
And be sure to go check out the MCC TV.
Yeah. And watch for updates in the blog.
Mm-hmm.
In the My Encounter Cast blogosphere. And also, send us your emails with questions.
Yes.
Find out what your Mayan birth date is.
Yeah.
You can visit AirstreamRadio.com and go to that link and find out, and you know, go through. We'll help you figure out what your Mayan birth date is.
That's right.
Which helps to synchronize and tune to the.
In fact, I'm gonna tell everyone yours. Yeah. Jag.
Mayan birth date.
Yeah. He is a 13 ish.
Yeah.
So, that's all I'm going to tell you.
That's it.
There you go.
We're buttoning our lips right now. You want to know what that means? You got to go find out.
That's right. All right, everybody.
Figure it out. Send us an email.
Geez, what a pleasure to spend this time with you.
Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed these shows with the information, and hope that you find it useful and helpful.
We
truly,
sure
truly do. And this journey continues, so.
Yes, it does.
Stay with us.
Our time is up. I'm Andy.
And this is Jag Daddy.
And this has been the Mayan Calendar Cast. We'll see you next time.
In Lakesh, brothers and sisters.